Patient name, Deborah Simmons, S-I-M-M-O-N-S, date of birth 2/19/52. Date of service 7/12/23. This is a 71-year-old female patient here following up on a suspected urinary tract infection. She had this a couple of weeks ago. Apparently, she got up this morning at 3 o'clock in the morning and used the restroom urination, and when she wiped, she found what looked as though there was blood on her toilet paper. So she assumed that she had a urinary tract infection. She's coming in today for evaluation. She denies any vaginal bleeding, period, new paragraph. She has just gotten through with a knee replacement, which took place on June 27th. She seems to be doing well with that. She's walking with a walker. Blood pressure 158/66, pulse 67, respiration 16, temperature 97.5. Oxygenation 100% on room air, current weight 242, allergies, no known drug allergies, current medication, levothyroxine, and a blood pressure medicine. She does have a medical history of hypertension, hypothyroid, also arthritis and cancer to the left breast, fully recovered. Surgical history, right knee replacement, recent. A social history, negative for drugs, alcohol, smoking. Labs today include a urinalysis, which was remarkably normal. No blood, a trace amount of leukocytes, everything else within normal limits. Period, new paragraph. Patient also does not verbalize any type of symptom of a urinary tract infection. She tells me on the outside of her peri-vaginal area at the outer and inner labia, it seems to be very red and irritated. We will go ahead and offer an antifungal for this. Period, new paragraph. HEENT is largely unremarkable. Neck is soft. Nothoromegaly, masses or lymphadenopathy. Heart, regular rate and rhythm. Positive S1, positive S2. Lungs are clear. Abdomen is obese, soft, non-tender. A remainder of exam is unremarkable. Based on her verbalization of her symptoms, I can confidently prescribe some antifungal cream for the vaginal area. We will give her clomitrazole, period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan. Tinea cruris, that's C-R-U-R-I-S. She will apply clomitrazole topical twice a day as indicated. She's going to monitor for improvement, and then she will return to clinic with us for follow-up. I've also encouraged her to follow up with her OB-GYN and a urologist if she continues to have repeated urinary tract infections. And it's been a while since she's seen an OB-GYN for a vaginal check. We had told her we would like her to do that as well.